Season 3 of WV1 begins where season 1 left off. And there was a season 2 in between that we do hope you listen to, but we're back at the site that's just one of my favorites all around Molyneux, and that is the Wolves Museum. We are with club historian Peter Crump. And Peter, thank you so much for having us in. In your role as club historian, tell me about some of the things that you're involved with and how you're bringing this legacy that Pat Quirk, who joined us on season 1 of WV1, helped establish in his work with the club. He has sadly since passed away, but his legacy is here. We'll talk about that and so much more. But for you, being the club historian, what has this meant to you?
Firstly, it's a complete honour to do this role because I've been a Wolves supporter all my life. I had no choice to be a Wolves supporter. My dad and my two brothers wouldn't have allowed me to support anyone else, and particularly my two brothers, they're quite a bit older than me, but I'm glad they made me be a Wolves fan. It's an absolute honour, and it involves obviously meeting guests, taking people on stadium tours. We do various different types of stadium tours. We do tours in the museum as well, and it's also looking after the collection, making sure it's recorded properly, making sure we know where everything is. It's quite a broad role, broader than I thought it would be. I'll be honest, it's really good, and it's good to be busy. It's a great honour to do it, and it's mainly being a face for the supporters as well if they've got historical inquiries as well. It's fantastic to be in this position, and it's a great honour following on from our great friend, as you mentioned, Patrick.
You know, the thing that was so neat when I got the chance to meet him was the opportunity to walk through the museum with him and see from St. Luke's to some of the artifacts. And then as we've gone with this program, we've gotten into some conversations that have led to larger scale projects, such as the LA Wolves program that we did. There was a documentary and a website that comes along with the history of that team in 1967 that went to Los Angeles, representing the Los Angeles entry into the USA as Jack Kent Cooke brought over Wolverhampton Wanderers to be the LA Wolves. But some of that era, you see it represented in the museum, and the stories that we hear and share, they do come to life when you see the actual artifacts. How does it help you as a guidepost for sharing the larger story to have the history here able to be unfolded for visitors?
Just for example, we do a match day museum experience that is in the museum. We have an ex-player in, and then we do a tour of the museum, and the artifacts allow us to bring those stories to life. So, you know, for example, you've mentioned the USA 1967, the win, as LA Wolves, we've got the trophy. So we can talk about that, and there is the trophy that's in the picture on the left of the cabinet that you may have seen in the film, or if not, watch the film, we tell people, because, again, what a fantastic project that was. I found that film phenomenal, if I'm honest. It was humorous. It was also detailed. It captured the moment as well. And it was great to see Jerry, Terry, and Phil Lofty Parks in there as well. But we've got the museum pretty much in time order, so you can literally go from day one up to the modern day. And we've got various artifacts throughout the history of the club. It's quite easy to do a tour because of the stuff that we've got. It makes it, helps it to become more natural. Bringing these things to life, not just sticking them in cabinets, putting them on display, but talking about them. Why is that trophy so special? Why is that shirt so special? Et cetera, et cetera. So we've got a fantastic resource here. It's quite amazing how few football museums there actually is in the UK, considering how old the game is over here. We've got some extremely old clubs in this country, and we're extremely lucky to have this here, without a doubt.
You know, I think we're probably a lot like each other in some very similar ways and kind of weird ways, in the sense that, like, I really sunk into that LA Wolves story because of the history of it. And we're talking about a team that was 1967. Now, you're telling me that your family pulled you into the pack, but I read it was 1991 that you attended your first Wolves match, yet you know the history of this dating well back deeper than 1991. And because I know you love the stories and the history, and how do you make that connection with fans that will remember something from before you were alive, but you've read about, you've heard the stories? Why is that important to you? And how do you make that happen for sharing these kind of stories with fans when you meet with them?
I think it's just built up over the years for me. I've always been fascinated in reading and about history, not just Wolves history, to be fair, history in general, but Wolves is obviously the number one for me. So, you know, I might not have been at some of the games from years ago, but watched them a lot on YouTube. It's all about research, knowing your subject matter. And, you know, for example, we've got right in front of us here, John Richards and Kenny Hibbitt, who I never saw either of them play. I am too young to have seen both of them play. But, you know, it's the statistics that back these players up. It's watching them on the films, the old films. And it's about respect, how good these players actually were. Out of how many pictures there are in this Hall of Fame, for example, I've probably seen about four or five of them actually play. And some of them I probably saw when I was a small child anyway. I probably didn't have the knowledge to judge them properly at that time. But it's about being respectful, and it's about you know, having a good gauge of the past, so you know the story, and making sure it continues. Because obviously we played a game last night that is already part of our history. So it's about trying to cover all areas to the best you can.
You know, we're in the Hall of Fame room where there's an honor to Pat Quirk, Quirky's Bar here at the Wolves Museum. And it's after the tour, you get a chance to come in and share some stories and have a drink at Quirky's Bar. And I remember when I came through, he brought me out a stack of game programs, and I'm reading them. And one of the writers in it, his name is Charles Bamforth. He had since moved to the United States, but was here working in sort of a history capacity, very involved in the beer industry. They call him the Pope of Suds, and he's really well noted in the United States. But you find folks that are huge Wolves fans, and for your ability to be able to interface with them, what joy does that give you to meet people from around the world and engage with them on this very personal level? But it's almost a spiritual level, I would imagine, because of this mutual admiration for the club.
Well, I love meeting Wolves fans from over the road and the other side of the world. We it's been quite astonishing over the last, particularly really since Fosun came in as owners, we've gone into the Premier League, we've stayed in the Premier League for a lot, we've got back into Europe. The profile of the club, without a doubt, has changed, which means that we've had so many international visitors. I mean, we were having a bit of a joke about it last year that we had a run of games where there was at least somebody from Australia or New Zealand, which is phenomenal. I mean, America's far. New Zealand and Australia, you can't really get much further from here. The amount of South Korean visitors we've had over the last 2 years, very much since COVID stops, is quite incredible. So it means a lot. It's amazing how far the Wolves story actually travels. Maybe a few years ago, I took that for granted a little bit. I didn't think people in Australia, New Zealand, America would be that interested in Wolves. But how wrong was I? Because, again, I don't think I've ever known a match day museum experience, which I mentioned, for example, on the match days, that we haven't had at least somebody from America, South Korea, New Zealand, South Africa, Australia. It is quite phenomenal.
When you walk through the museum, you see some incredible artifacts. My favorite, I think, are the floodlights, because this being the first ground to have the ability to have nighttime games because of the floodlights. To see them actually like as an artifact is really, really special. The fluorescent jersey, also very interesting for you. When you think of your favorite or most memorable kind of artifacts that you like to really demonstrate as to what they really mean to folks that visit, what have those been and what are those? What are some of the key points that you like to always make when you share a tour?
Well, you've mentioned one of my most favorite artifacts in the museum, the iconic rayon silk shirt from, well, we've got a prototype, but it's very similar, pretty much exact to what was worn against Honved in the famous floodlit games. But it's hard for me to pick out specific ones because there's such an array of stuff there. And if you include the two storerooms as well, it's very difficult. I mean, we've just redone a couple of the cabinets, me and my boss, Sam, last week, actually. And we found some of the, during our audit, we found some of the pendants from some of the other European games or the floodlit friendlies in the 50s. We found the one from Valencia, Barcelona, Real Madrid, which we thought we should be getting those on display because even 7-8-year-old children who play FIFA soccer might be interested in that. Whatever FIFA soccer is, I'm learning. I'm not into PlayStations or that's Sam's department. But, you know, it's just amazing. And we've got shirts, we've got medals. I mean, particularly Peter Broadbent's two medals from the 50s, the league championship wins. That's incredible because that is arguably, is he the greatest Wolves player of all time, Peter Broadbent? A lot of Wolves fans of that era will tell you that he is. That's obviously a matter of opinion, of course. But yeah, it's hard to pick any out really because there's nothing in that museum that's not worthy of being on display.
Well, folks who've listened to this show know that cameos sometimes take place, and you're mentioning Sam as he's literally walking in the room. So a special guest joins us now on WV1, Sam Warrington, for all of the opportunities that this museum affords fans to come to a place, get to meet with Peter, and in the past with Pat Quirk, who we so honor with the season one episode that we did where he took us around the museum. But for this to be a place that is the soul of what the club can represent, because our history is so much part of what the present and future can represent. What does it mean for you in helping present that to fans?
I mean, I think the Wolves Museum is so important. As you mentioned, it really brings to life our whole story from our beginnings all the way through to the present day. It gives scope, measure, sort of gravitas to what the club has achieved over all the years. You know, with the youngsters that come in, it blows their minds that we've won 4 FA Cups. You know, you think of what Wolves, I mean, we've had a great run recently. It was unfortunate for us to not get past Coventry, but a lot of the younger generation, I mean, partially myself included, I mean, you don't quite get the scope until you really look into where we've been, what we've done, how we've influenced the game, and to have a home of that, a soul, a heart here within Molineux is unbelievably important to spread the story and the good word of Wolves.
You know, it's so thoughtful too, because you walk up the stairs on the way to the first floor where the museum begins, and you see paintings from Jody Craddock, former Wolves player, who's a really accomplished artist, and you would see his work on programs and the like. And to just see the flow of it all and the, you know, miniature Molineux that is right there at that front door that you get to check out, you get this feeling of home and warmth. And for fans from around the world or even nearby, I mean, I always say this, if you have not come here in the decade that it's been operating, it's evolved for both of you. And we'll start with Peter here. Like, how have you seen it evolve and what's still to come?
I think it's evolved recently because we've had the time to do it. So some of the people before were here part-time. They were here as volunteers and they were not, they were superhuman in many ways, but we've been given the time and entrusted by the club to do that. So it's very important to make that point. We are full-time members of staff, so we have got more time to do it. That's really important to say. It's evolved with regards some of the more up-to-date history. There was not a lot on here on the Fosun era, and we finished seventh twice in the Premier League. We got to Europe. Things that I never thought I'd see as a Wolves fan, by the way. Not in a million years. So it's about bringing the story right up to date, and also trying to make people come back. Don't just come once, come back, because we want repeat customers. We want people to come back and see new displays, new artifacts out as well. So we've been trying to communicate with the supporters as best we can. We're not perfect. We may have made mistakes, but Museum Monthly, the newsletter that goes out to the fan base. So again, Wolves fans, please check your marketing preferences on your logins, because we're telling you who's been coming to see us, ex-players, what we've been up to, and some of the plans we've got going forward as well. Trying to have a look at what we can do with more events, just to try and get this place into as much use as we possibly can. And also, really importantly for me, I have said Wolves supporters, but we want any supporters to come here, actually, because as long as they're up for a little bit of humour, we'd expect that if we go to other clubs as well. But please come and visit us, because it's not just Wolves supporters. Anyone who's interested in football history from any clubs, doesn't matter who they are, even the teams just up the road, please come and see us.
That's a great point, and Sam kind of helped us take this further. If you come to the Black Country Museum is a wonderful spot to kind of understand the history of the region, and of course folks who watch Peaky Blinders or something have some general idea of what the era was, but then to move forward into where football in this country has become such a cultural impact as to how it's shared around the world and what the best of England represents, it's this opportunity to see in this region really what that has meant via the Wolves Museum.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. The importance of football, especially in our local community here in Wolverhampton, is huge. You see it going through the museum, the history of the people that played for us. You know, it's changed a lot since the early days. But one thing I always say whenever I've speaking to guests, to really reiterate how much it means to the city, is the club is the city is the club. Neither would be the same without the other. It's a perfect symbiosis of two great things. You know, the wonderful city of Wolverhampton, such a diverse area, such an important area in the history of, you know, the Britain and the world as a whole. You know, the industry that we had here, but then also the club, the people, those workmen that finished their jobs and came down and played for the team, and the community spirit, something that this brings. We really want to show that to all of our guests. That community spirit is still here. We're still so welcoming to everybody. And as Pete said, we want to get the good word out there. Come on down, come and see us. You know, you can be a supporter of any team. It doesn't matter where you're from, who you are. You are welcome in Wolverhampton. You are welcome at Wolves Museum. That's what we're here for, is for you guys.
I could not think of a better way to kick off season 3 of WV1. Sam, Peter, thank you both so very much for joining me, sharing these stories, and all you do year round to make this museum and Molyneux such a special place for Wolves supporters around the world. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.